Welcome to today's Midday Interview. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, sitting in for Jamila Erickson today, and we are talking about a local production of Beauty and the Beast, which is opening July 26th at the Odell Williamson Auditorium on the Brunswick Community College campus. Let's get that right. And joining me in the studio today to talk about the show, we have Debbie Skillman, director of the show. Welcome, Debbie.
Thank you.
And we also have Beverly Vinker, the show's choreographer. Hello, Beverly.
Hello.
Wonderful to have you both here today. Let's start with the story of Beauty and the Beast. We know this is a classic fairy tale. The musical opened on Broadway in 1994, and it ran until 2007. But for those of us who don't know the show, what is the story about, Debbie?
The story is basically a story of redemptive love. It's about people not being accepted by those around them and then someone finding the good in them and loving them and accepting them for who they are and what they are. Belle is considered an oddity in her community, also her father, and she feels that very strongly, and that's stated in the very opening number. Also, the Beast is different. And they find one another.
And what makes Belle such an outlier from the beginning?
Well, she likes to read. She's different from the other girls in her community because she isn't taken by the local macho man, Gaston. She's not impressed by him at all. She wants to go somewhere else, haven't we all, when we're young? We dream of someplace being better than where we are, and that's the opening. She's dreaming of going someplace beyond her provincial town.
So in spite of the fact that this is a fairy tale that I think was first published in the 18th century, and it's gone through several incarnations, I think there's an opera version of Beauty and the Beast, these archetypal characters have such universal meaning. They touch us in the most profound way, even though it's almost a children's story of a fairy tale. Why is that, Beverly?
Well, I think that in everybody's life, you don't go very far that you don't encounter unfairness, feeling that you are somehow different from other people and not accepted by other people. And musical theater is one of the most wonderful places in the world to find the beauty through music and movement and scenery and costumes. You have all of the elements that can bring together the things that we visualize in our minds, and that gives our deep feelings a place to go, a place to look, a place to say, yes, that could be me.
You mentioned the costumes and the music. And Debbie, you told me earlier that this particular show has cost more and has actually been funded by Brunswick Little Theater more deeply than any other show. Is that true?
I would say that's true. They were willing to take the financial risk to produce the show. And the costumes are being rented because this is a huge undertaking costume-wise to design and to build. You have to have a lot of experienced seamstresses and experienced designer to build a show like this.
That's true. And Beverly, how do these elaborate costumes affect what you do with the choreography?
A lot of sleepless nights. No, they definitely do affect us, but we knew going in, and we did a lot of pre-planning on how we wanted to conceive the movement in the show and what we wanted to do. And the people that are wearing the most difficult costumes have been working from the beginning on how they will do what they need to do and still do them in those costumes. And as a choreographer, that's my job, is to say, okay, this man can't move his arms. So he doesn't have hands. And what will we do for an hour and a half with a major character that doesn't have hands? But it all works out.
And what are some of those costumes? Can you describe them?
Well, we have a candelabra by the name of Lumiere.
And, appropriate.
Yes, and he has been turned into a candlestick. And we have a huge clock by the name of Cogsworth. And Cogsworth, as the show progresses, becomes more and more full of cogs and wheels and little handles and things, which is frustrating him because they're all waiting to become human again. And we have a wardrobe who opens her belly and like a drawer and pulls clothing out of it and all sorts of fun things like that. We have a teapot.
We have Chip, who's actually inside of a cart. The teacup, the son of Mrs. Potts, is actually seated inside a rolling cart, and basically his head is what is able to move.
Wow. This show is a huge undertaking, obviously, not just financially, but also in terms of what you have to, where you have to bring the cast, I would imagine, both in terms of character development and musical precision and the choreography. How do you approach that with your cast?
Wow. Well, we have lots of production meetings that lasted hours and hours. First of all, we started working on the music first because you can't really approach choreography until you have your music under your belt. Bev did a choreo session with the cast to begin with, just to teach them how she works and basic steps and things that they would be expected to do and things that she will build on in creating the choreography. The last couple of rehearsals, we've been able to rehearse with the Pitt Orchestra, which has been a big help working that out. But lots of communication between the choreographer and the director and the scenic designer and the special effects designer and the musical director.
You have a special effects designer for this show.
Yes, we do. We have to.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Debbie Skillman and Beverly Vinker about the upcoming Brunswick Little Theater production of Beauty and the Beast that's opening July 26th at Odell Williamson Auditorium on the Brunswick Community College campus. Can you think of any moments throughout this rehearsal process where you've just thought, oh, this is going to be a tough one, and then suddenly the light bulb goes on for the cast members and you see this sort of magical moment?
Yes, yes. We've had all of the frustrations that directors and cast members have. I'm sure the cast has been as frustrated with us as anything else, but we have a wonderful cast, and their excitement about doing the show is infectious. I mean, every day they get more and more excited. So we reached a point when finally they had learned enough of the material and they came into a rehearsal and they just had to do it, and we could actually start building wonderful things from the basics. And they felt that night of rehearsal. You could see it in the cast. You could tell it with all of the production people that were around. Our costume person was excited by it. And it was a turning point. We just reached it and we're off.
The moment when you take the work and then let go of the work, and that's when the art comes through.
Right.
Right.
Now, so many people who haven't seen the show still know some of the musical numbers. What are some of the show-stopping numbers that everyone will remember from Beauty and the Beast?
Be Our Guest, definitely. They will also know Beauty and the Beast. Those two, definitely. Some of the musical numbers were not present in the film, and those are absolutely beautiful pieces. Both of Belle's songs are beautiful. Home and A Change in Me, beautiful ballads. And then the Beast's, his laments are very modern and very touching. And also there's a wonderful, wonderful waltz in the second act called Human Again. And it has definitely been an earworm for me these last couple of weeks. It's been driving me crazy.
That'll happen with some of this music.
Oh, definitely.
And you mentioned a pit orchestra.
Yes.
So there will be a live orchestra.
Yes.
For the show.
With 12 members in it, yes.
That's wonderful. We're talking about Beauty and the Beast, the Brunswick Little Theater's latest production, opening July 26th at Odell Williamson Auditorium on the Brunswick Community College campus. It runs through August 4th, and the evening shows begin at 7:30. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, that's an important note. It's different from the 8 o'clock show openings many people are used to.
Yes.
The show starts at 7:30. And tickets are available at bccowa.com or 910-955-7416. Debbie Skillman, director of Beauty and the Beast, and Beverly Vinker, choreographer of Beauty and the Beast. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.